quartz is fly around the light and try to fly into the light.
These little gnats and flies that fly around at night and mosquitoes.
There's something that's attracted to light particularly.
Mosquitoes is. And then there's another little bug. I don't know the name of it right now.
What about something that'll get...
Candle flies.
Something that'll get in your wool clothes.
Moth.
Mm-hmm. Talking about several of those, you'll be talking about several.
Moth.
And insect that flies around has a little light in its tail.
A lightning bug. I hadn't seen one in a long time.
Coming out in another month or so, shouldn't
it? But it seemed like we don't have them like we used to.
Really?
No. Since they use so much insecticides and they spray and kill out all the bugs and things, you get them too, I reckon. And,
Do you know something? I'd never heard of it before until I went to Florida. Something, if you're driving, they will just get all over your car. Something they call love bugs down there?
Honeymoon bugs. We call them honeymoon bugs. Love bugs.
You have them around here?
Oh, mercy, yeah. Just ruin your windshield.
I've never seen those before. They just I'm too far north for them, I guess.
And just wash your sheets and everything nice and pretty and hang them up and they'll just take to them and stick all over them. And they'll stick there till they get dry.
Blackberry picking, something that little tiny thing
would
get on your skin.
Stickers, the thorns.
No, a little insect.
Red bugs.
Uh-huh. Any other name for red bugs?
Chiggers.
Where'd you hear, do people say chiggers around here?
Yeah, they call them chiggers. And it's red bugs, mostly with the old settlers, it's red bugs.
But
people that has moved in, you know, from the other states or something, it's if it was chiggers there, it was chiggers here.
Uh-huh.
And we have a lot of people that's moved in from other states. I like this man, he's from Louisiana.
From New Orleans? Mm-hmm.
He's from Louisiana.
Got a kind of insect that hops around in the grass.
Grasshoppers.
Okay. You ever heard of them called hoppergrass?
No.
And what different kinds of insects will sting?
Wasps and yellow jackets and bees.
Mm-hmm. And what about something that
has
a nest like this?
That's a wasp. And not a bumblebee, but a hornet.
Uh-huh.
Makes a nest like a basket, you know.
They're pretty bad.
I just move on whenever I see one of them.
What about the yellow jacket? How's his nest?
He grows in the ground. In the ground. But the wasp builds under the eaves.
You tell her about our yellow jacket?
I did. A dirt dauber, and I hate him.
He built
a dirt dauber.
Uh-huh.
He'll daub up your house all over.
Does they sting you?
No. I never have no one to sting.
What about something that, it'll be around a pond or lake or water or something. It's about this size, about a couple of inches long. It's got, shiny wings on it. You can sort of see through the wings.